Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is all about wondering, like when you notice something and a question pops into your mind. Milo the monkey and Ella the elephant love to wonder together. They look, they listen, and they feel curious and ask questions. One sunny day in the jungle, Milo and Ella are outside for a walk on their favorite trail. Milo swings down from a branch, landing right by Ella's side. They walk along the dirt path together. Suddenly, chirp, 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 Milo stops and looks up at the tree. His eyes get a little wide, his head tilts, and he taps his chin with his hand. Ella smiles. Milo, you already have your wondering face. On a branch above them sits a small bluebird. I wonder what that bird is saying, Milo whispers. Ella thinks for a moment as her eyes follow the little bird. Then she giggles and gives a little wave. Maybe it said, "Hi, new friends." Milo's face lights up. He waves and says, "Hi, little birdie. Chirp, chirp." The bluebird flutters its wings, almost like waving back. Ella and Milo laugh. They're always happy to meet a new friend. As they walk, sunlight stretches across the dirt path. Ella steps into a warm patch and feels the heat on her back. She slows down, tilts her head, and taps her chin with her trunk. If the sun is shining now, she wonders, where is the moon? Milo looks up too. They scan the bright blue sky together, peeking between the branches. Then Milo points. Ella, there! High above the treetops, they spot the moon, a light round circle in the blue sky. Ella squints up at it. Oh, she says, the sun is so bright, it shines on the moon, and that helps us see it. Milo thinks about this. The sun helps the moon shine, he says softly. It's like helping someone shine. He smiles up at the sky. What a good friend! They stand together for a moment, looking at the two circles in the sky. There's so much to wonder about, Milo says. Ella nods. There sure is. They begin walking again, when a soft rustle comes from a nearby tree. Milo turns his head. Something small scurries up the trunk. It's a squirrel with a fluffy tail and something tiny in its front paws. It settles onto a branch and nibbles. Little crumbs sprinkle onto the ground. Milo taps his chin again. He's feeling curious. I wonder what he's eating, he whispers. Ella looks around. Tall oak trees stretch above them, their branches full of acorns. Maybe an acorn, she says. Squirrels love to snack on acorns. Milo nods. I like snacks too, he says. My favorite is bananas. Extra yellow with little brown spots, just the way I like them. Ella smiles. I love peanut butter and jelly. The squirrel keeps snacking. Its fluffy tail stays very still as it focuses on its snack. Milo and Ella walk a little farther until they smell and see flowers. Milo notices something right away. A little bee floats from flower to flower, its wings making a soft hum. They watch the busy bees. Then Milo pops up with a grin. I have an idea, he says. Let's pretend to be bees. He buzzes in a small circle. Bzz, bzz. I'm a busy bee. Ella laughs and joins him. Bzz, bzz. She pretends to land on a flower and wiggle her shoulders like a tiny bee dance. After a few buzzes, Ella tilts her head. I wonder, what do bees do all day? She says. Milo buzzes once more, thinking. I think they buzz from flower to flower, he says. Ella still feels curious, but I wonder why they go from flower to flower. Milo slows his buzzing and looks at Ella. I don't know. That's a good question. Ella nods. Well, since we don't know, her voice lifts with an idea. We can ask a friend. Milo's face brightens. Mr. Rob, he always likes hearing about our walks. They follow the trail back toward their neighborhood until they see Mr. Rob's green truck. Mr. Rob is outside waving hello. Mr. Rob, we have a question, says Ella. Milo adds, we saw bees today, and we wondered why they go from flower to flower. Mr. Rob explains, bees go from flower to flower to drink sweet nectar, and when they fly away, they take a bit of pollen with them. That pollen helps new flowers grow. Ella's eyes widen. So bees need to eat, and they help the flowers, she says quietly. Then they tell Mr. Rob all about their walk, the chirping bird, the moon, and the squirrel eating a snack. Mr. Rob smiles. You two sure did a lot of wondering today. Ella smiles too. She loves to wonder, and she loves to learn new things. The end. Milo and Ella noticed so many things on their walk. A bird, the moon, a squirrel, and busy little bees. They felt curious and wondered. They had questions, small and big. Some answers they figured out, and some they asked a friend. What about you? Do you ever feel curious and wonder? Maybe you have questions too. That's how exploring and learning start. Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.